He was a lovely, jolly lad, you know, mysterious, and, you know, he loved football, he was good at maths, he loved school. He was a loving child.
And tell me a little bit about that day, because I guess from your point of view, it was a normal kind of a day.
Well, I hadn't seen him at all. He'd been at his niece's, who was involved in the accident at the time. He went over to us on the Thursday, so we hadn't seen him. I hadn't seen him. Last time I saw him was on Tuesday night. He came back after football. And I said, you're not supposed to come here. You're supposed to go to your back to your sisters. And he said, we've come to get our belongings. So, and then Arjun's collecting all their belongings together, and yet there's Amma hugging me and kissing me and saying, Mum, I love you, Mum, I love you. And yet I'm pushing him away. So, come on, this isn't fair. Arjun's always having to do everything. You're getting active, doing things again. And that's the last time I saw of Amma. And then it was on the Wednesday night, about 10:45. I'd just gone up to bed when I got the phone call. First, my husband's phone rang. He looked at the number and he said, sorry, wrong number. And then my phone rang, and then it was Arjun, my son. So I said, it's Arjun. But when I answered the phone, it was West Midlands Police on the other side. And that's the first time we heard. And even then, I didn't think that they'd been involved in a terrific, you know, accident. All I thought, when they said Amar and Saab, I said, yeah, what have they done? Thinking, boys, have they got, this time of night, have they got hold of Govinda's cars or something, and they've started it or messed about, they've got, but not realising that they've been involved in a car accident itself with Govinda in the car. And that was at 8 o'clock, 7:45 in the evening, which we didn't get to know till 11 o'clock at night.
When did the full extent of the crash and just how serious it was, when did that become really clear to you?
When we got to the children's hospital. We was asked to go upstairs. We were asked to wait in the waiting room. And when consultants came in and said, which one of you is Amma's parents? And I said, me and my husband. And then they said, you need to come with us. And I said, no, take my husband. I'll stay here with Govinda's husband to interpret for him, because he can't. And they said, no, you need to come with us, and we'll get an interpreter for him. So it was then when we got it to intensive care. And it was when the neurosurgeon spoke to me, I knew then how serious it was.
When did you find out that he hadn't been wearing a seatbelt?
Later that evening.
And how did you feel when they suggested that maybe he could have survived if he had had it on? What sort of emotion? Because I guess there's a real mix of stuff.
It's that guilt hole that's left in your... Why? And I wish I had drilled it into him even more and more. I had been more addicted for him to wear his seatbelt. And I sometimes think I failed as a mother. That's why I don't want any other mother to go through what I've gone through.
Is that what made you want to come here today and do
yeah.
this kind of thing?
To make sure no other mother, you know, another person, should, a child or anybody should have to lose their lives by not wearing their seatbelt. They don't realise it, how important. If Amma was wearing his seatbelt, all right, he would have had injuries, but he would have been alive.
And when you speak to other mums and things, that must be tough as well. Do you really push the subject?
I don't push it that much. I only push it if they're willing to discuss it. You know what I mean? But most people know.
And how are you remembering your son now? Do you sort of have moments where you go and remember? Do you do things on anniversaries and things like that?
We do. On his first anniversary, we lit off balloons and whatever. Like last week, it was his second birthday after his death. But that, it was just me and Arjun and just family